We are in Daf Lamed Aleph of a Beis in the middle of the page. We're going through all the psukim that have double words and trying to learn out why the Torah repeats it twice. And we say each word is teaching you another halacha. So we're up to here, Chabot Tachba. I think that's what we're up to. Hashev Toshev, it says in the Pasuk, you should return the, if you take a mashka security pledge for somebody, you should return it at night so that he has what to sleep, and we see the tzedakah. So why is it Hashev Toshev? Why is it repeated? Ainly yellow shemashkanoi, which was Bezin, that Bezin stepped in and took away, you know, the guy couldn't pay, so Bezin sent the shliach to take it from him, so then you have to, you're allowed to take it. Shaloi b'shus Bezin, and I know if you took it without b'shus Bezin, in other words, that you didn't have to go screaming to the Bezin. The guy gave you a mashkin. I know you always have the mitzvah of returning it at night. He can, if he's a poor person, tam leimer hashev tashev mikomak in every instance. Then it's a pasuk chaboy tachbol. If you took away the dress of your friend again, if you took it away, a mashkin, you should give it back to him at night. Ain yelo shemashkane b'shus. You took it with permission. You got to give it back at night. The mitzvah mashkane shalei b'shus. You took it without permission at night. How do you know that Yosef have a mitzvah to give back to Amalei Mechabot Tachbo?
I mean, you took a forced deposit.
That's basically it, yeah.
He owes you a debt, so you grabbed something.
Exactly. But how do you take a lomli? Why do you both took him? Chadlik Sosyem, Chabot Tachbo, and Hoshev Toshev. Chabot Tachbo, yeah. Chadlik Sosyem, Chadlik Sosyem, one for the day garment, one for the night garment. Comes the doctor, it says, Pasayach Tiftach, Ainly El Laniyach to your locals. Laniyach, how do you know if Mushalach come to your house? You also have a mitzvah given to the doctor. Tamalayme, Pasayach Tiftach, we call Makum. That's the note you should all walk around with when you come to your houses. Pasayach Tiftach, come Makum, you should always open up. Then we have Baniyach to throw. Nasa Titan, Ainly El Matanam Ruba. It says that you should give by tzedakah. It says the pasuk you should give him tzedakah. Don't feel bad that you give him tzedakah. So I would have thought if you can afford to give him a lot of money, they have a mitzvah to give him. I know that if you cannot afford to give a big tzedakah, you should still give him something. Maybe you shouldn't give him anything. You got to give whatever you can give. If you can't afford a lot, give a little. Ha'anik tanik, you should load him up.
So one second, this is different opinions on what we dash in this pasuk.
No, this is different pasuk. This is the one pasuk is Pasayach Tiftach. That's why it says in Drush it says Pasayach Tiftach is when you close your hand, all the fingers are the same size. When you open your hand, every finger is a different size. And we learn that Pasayach Tiftach that you could, just like, you know, if you could afford less, you give less. Also, you don't have to give everybody the same amount of tzedakah. You can give some people more tzedakah, some people less. There are different causes. There are rules. Your family comes first. Always, your family comes first. And then, you know, it's a stroll and so on and so forth. Poverty versus institution, all these kind of rules. Ainly yellowish and his baruch habayi is big lolly. Only if the house is better because of you. Let's say the guy didn't add anything to your house. You have a thing on mitzvah anokah. Loin the baruch habayi below. Didn't add anything. Menayin, how do you know you still have to give him some kind of anokah? Doesn't matter if he's a lousy person, he's looking at my knocker. Tamloim el hanik tanik, we call mokum, no instances. What a blessing of an azai dom and his baruch habayi below. Blessing holds that only if the house is blessed because of you, then manikala. Loin is baruch habayi below. A manikin. Is tanik lumbly? What does it do with tanik? Now suddenly we introduce an idea that sometimes a tater repeats a word, but there's nothing to learn from it. So it's time. Tater has a problem here. So when do we say, so this opinion that says that Dibra Tater argues all the drushes we had till now. And Tater basically says that any time that we have two words and it seems like a tater is trying to tell us something, then we learn halacha. It's when the tater is not telling us anything. Which, you know, just then we say give it to Elishmiyadim. Have a tavi tenu. You should lend him money. Ainly Elish, ainly. The guy is an other man. He has no money. And me ain't no right to lease panis. Have a tenu means you have to lend him whether you like it or not. A guy has no money, but he doesn't want to take tzedakah. Then be a mensch. Lend him the money, and then never ask him back for him. So this way, you gave tzedakah without embarrassing him, and everybody's happy. It's a very big mitzvah. What about we had the Gemara Ksuvah of some Zayin? Yesh loy the ainu loy tzespan. This is an amazing halacha, which is very hard to understand. The guy is a rich man, but he's so karg, he's so frugal, he doesn't want to have any. He's a very parsimonious person. Doesn't want to spend any of his own money. How do you know that you have a mitzvah
to support him?
Because the Torah says so. The Nayin, you have to be a mensch. Tam loyim tavi tenu mikom mokum.
So if you see a guy starving, doesn't matter if he's a multi billionaire. The guy's
starving,
you have to give him food.
No, you have to give him food. Talk about a loan. Here, a loan. Talk about a loan. But then, don't collect. You give him a loan.
Don't collect the rubbish from his rich guy.
No, but after he dies, you collect from his estate. You can In this case, you can collect, but after he dies. I remember there's a woman from 770 used to collect money all the time. I don't know if you remember, a huge lady, a Russian lady, she had a kid, a little kid. Anyway, when she sat every day in front of 770 with the cups collecting money, and then when she passed away, they found that thing about $750,000 in the bank accounts.
Spend. That could be a person of crankite as well.
That's what we mean. That's exactly what we're talking about. What kind of person is it who's going to starve and not pay for his own food?
Why should you cave into this crankite?
Because everybody needs help. But here we're saying that you can collect from the estate. Let's say keep a cheshbon, running cheshbon, you lent a total of $10,000, collect until the person passes away. And the bezin will give it to you. What about Rav Shimon Dama yesterday in his response? Ain't his kokon lay. Rav Shimon doesn't take off to give him anything at all. He says, like you, Tavitan and Lomali, what do you have? What does the title say? Double? Tikkun Torah Shmini Adam. Let me write back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, let's say you were doing work as a diamond schleifer, which means you were getting paid a lot of money. And if you take off time from work, you want to get paid the full amount. And you tell the guy he doesn't have to. He pays you what? Like in a worker who doesn't, right now I'm thinking a worker who does nothing. What does that mean? An unemployed worker, very hard work, let's say, being a diamond cutter, the precision and the focus and the concentration you need. How much would pay cut would you be prepared to take to do a much easier job like picking up an object? And that's what has to pay you. But you have a right to go to Bezin before you pick up the vein. Look, I get paid $25 an hour. I'm not going to do this unless I know I can get reimbursed. You know, it'll take me 2 hours. I want to get $50. And Bezin has a right to. Saying about a right, interesting story. It was an interesting discussion. Isu, but Rab Safra, of it, Iske, Badi, Dodi, Isu, and Rab Safra both did a business geschäft together. Also, Rab Safra, but after a while, the partnership fell apart. Rab Safra said, Paula Gleb, Leidai, to Isu, my partners can split whenever they want. So he decided to split his partnership with Isu, but Ape, Betre, went in front of two Adim, and he split the partnership in front of them. Also, the comment that without having Rab Safra there, not having Behesas Isu there. Also, the comment Rabbi Huna came before Rabbi Huna. I'm a lazy guy. He said, close to the Paul Gamayi. Rabbi Huna said, you need three people, a bezin, in order to do this. You can't just do it in front of two Adim. You need a bezin if you want to split a partnership. Inami or Treimi Goy Tlasa. Even though you can't find all three, give me two out of the three that were there, and then we can do it. Inami Trei Saadi, the Paul Gamayi Tlasa. Or give me two Adim that were not part of the bezin, but they were there and they saw the bezin doing it. So Safra said, who told you that you need a bezin to divide? You're allowed to divide a partnership. Need a bezin to determine, you know, exactly the values. I'm like, now we learned. Im yesh a bezin, masim mifnei. Says Mishnah clearly, you need a bezin in order for you to take money out of somebody. You need a bezin. Ancient bezin mifnei mi yisne. Shalai kaidu. If you have no bezin before drinking tonight, then don't do it at all because your efforts we had before efforts like ever. You shouldn't lose money on it. Amalei Safra said to me, Domi, how do you compare the two cases? Hosam, in the case of our Mishnah, the mafik mimoyne mahai umaysev lahai. I'm going to take money from you to reimburse me for my time. If you want to take money from somebody else, of course, only a bezin has a keach to extract money from one person to give it to another person. Being a bezin. We're two partners. I'm not taking your money, I'm taking my money. That's the whole part. We're 50-50 and I want to divide. Is the day shockly? I'm taking my own money. Gili, Milsa, Baalmahu. All I'm doing is revealing that this 50% is mine, but today's agile, 250 is enough. Teda, I'll bring a ride that you don't need a bezin. Let me learn. Almona mechesh of a bezin. Almona can sell those assets. She needs to live until, you know, after her husband dies, she can take the assets from the kids and sell it, and that money used to live on. And she does not need a bezin. Omele, Abai, said, you're comparing to Almona. We love meat, Marla. We learned. Omele, Abai, Yom, Rab Nachman. Almona ain't a bezin of mumchin. Almona doesn't require a bezin of mumchin. But tzricha bezin shel hadyeit. You still need an ordinary bezin. You still need a bezin of some sort when you want to assess properties. And it's not straight out. It's not like it's a bank account of $10 and you have to split five each. There's a house, if a car, whatever you want to split, then you need a bezin to split. Even though an almona l'chayda is taking money away from one person to another. So again, how does that prove anything about the case of two partners? But Amon has an advantage. We want to help her out because we have chinah, because we don't want women to feel that it's so difficult to get married. That why should I get married? Because I'm going to have all these difficulties. So therefore, leverages it out and makes it equal. Mishnah. Continue talking about what's considered an aveda. Motza berefes. You found it out there in the barn, out there wondering about in the chayba. You don't have to return it. Bereshus harabim. You found it lying in walking on the street. Chayba. You have to return it. Let's see what the stone map. You might be basic quarters. You found an animal in the cemetery and you're a coin like you. Atamalai. Don't go and tell me to it. Like we had yesterday, Imam Le'ovi, if you tell me...
A ref is a pen.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm saying, so why, I don't understand, it's someone's private property.
Yeah, but it wasn't a private, it was like a big area, but it's cordoned off.
So what's not to do with
because not a Shisarabim.
I understand the Shisarabim is open, I'm not talking about the technical, I'm talking about...
It's like a side thing, it's like a...
I'm asking from a Karen, I'm asking from a...
I'm talking about, it's like a side, it's like a place that will say that it's not really lost, because even though it's not so private property, it's quite enough that people might leave animals there on their own and say, you know, wander about, and I'll come back and pick it up.
That's why you have to return it.
No, ein chayba. You don't have to return it. The ref is
it's not like lost. I don't
because it's not a private.
I don't have to go to your house and return your object.
It's not a private place. You'll see anything more later. It's not a private place.
Okay.
We're talking about it's an unprotected. No. We're talking about it's an unprotected area. It's not fenced or anything else, but it's an area known to be like a park. So it's not a. It's not a. It's a place where animals go about. But you don't see any balabos there. So what we're saying, you know, don't worry about it. It's not, we'll soon see why. The father tells him, Hitame. The father tells him, go be Mitame. If the father tells him his coin, his son, go ahead, be Mitame. But don't get back, lay Shamalai. It's time. Your father says, don't go, don't listen to the father. There's a mitzvah of aim, but here, you don't listen to comes to Avedi because it was an Asay and a license. Porak Viton. Let's say you took off and you put it back on the animal and the animal fell down again and you did it a number of times. Even 4 or 5 times. It never says, Ozev Taza, we had before, that everything is even 100 times. Interesting, all these doubles that we had before, we didn't have Ozev Taza. We did, actually. We used for nothing, another Russia. Holach v'yoshev lo'i. What about the owner sat down and he sits down there? But he says, look, Ha'il v'alecha mitzah. You have the mitzvah. I don't have the mitzvah to pick up my animals. If you want to take a dismantle my animal, you're a good guy. Then you don't have to do it. Remember, it says, imoy. Ozov tazov imoy. I would learned yesterday that it says, Mekom Mokom, even the Baal Boss is not there. Okay, so he says, he's talking about that before, yesterday, that he's talking about the Baal Boss is there, but he's unable to help because he's sick or something like that. Like here, if it's a zokin or chayil, you chayil. Mitzvah the title lifroig, the mitzvah the title to dismantle. I will later. No mitzvah. Right now that we understand the mitzvah means there's no mitzvah to help to load up an animal. We'll see later there is a mitzvah, but the question is whether you get paid or not. If you have an athlete, have a mitzvah to load up. And what we'll say means load up and you're allowed to get charged. Now basically, let's say the pekel that the animal was carrying is way more than it should. You only allowed up to 100 kilos and you carried 150.
That's what he means, the animal or my
the animal's package.
To unload it.
I don't know. If the animal, what the animal fell down, right? It's a misaprika. But the guy overloaded the animal and that's why it fell down. Then ain't zokkig, you don't have to help. No, it's your own fault. We'll soon see how this affects Sabal Chaim. It's your own fault.
I was going to say, I thought the whole Indian here is mitzvah.
That's the most discussion of Sabal Chaim, the rice of the bunch. Remember it says,
Tachas
maso oy. So he learned, basically holds. I basically definitely hold that Sabal Chaim is not from the Torah. Because otherwise, what's a chiluk? If it's my Torah, so it's the animal's fault. The animal's suffering, got to help out. It says, Tachas masoy, under his weight, which is appropriate. Masoy shiocholam boy, his weight that's appropriate. Look, Rabbi says, let's go back to Refesh, Amru. Refesh that we're talking about, not Mishneh. We're talking about Einam mitah. It's not like running around lost, doesn't know where it's going. And the Einam shemedes, but the doors are wide open, so it's like a big, like a park with half a fence, half unfenced. That's, you know, it's very easy access, in and out. If the animal wants to go out, it could go out. So you might think the animal's still lost. How do you know that what the animal's not blundering, not wandering about aimlessly? If you found an animal wandering the street, what do? You just bring it back to the pen. You found it inside, you got to tell me that you don't have to bring it back. Obviously. The doors are open. And then it's not an aved, it's not lost, and you can leave it there. Motza barefaz in the chayv. I'm itcha v'husha in medes toichel chum. It's talking about if you found it in the ref of the chayv. It's talking about if you found it inside the chum of the cities within the city bounds. in city environments. Mikal Shusharabi, and be found in a public street, even though in the middle of the street, in the middle of the city, not Mikhaif. He found an animal on its own in a major street, thoroughfare, even though it's inside the city, you have to return it to the Abbot, it's lost. Iki the Master, Sefer, others learned this comment on the Sefer. It says in the Sefer, only if it's outside the city environs. Inside the city, in the owner who is nearby, so you don't have to worry about it. But if it comes to a refis, even though it's outside the city, the basic way is remember how do you know the father said to him, be mitami. A person should fear his parents. And then the same book says, keep my Shabbos and the Hashem. Obviously, if the Hebrew Shabbos, and what's the kind of correlation between the two? You'll hide my cover. Time because I'm on the Shabbos Yishmoyru. Okay, because you have this limb with the Shabbos Yishmoyru and the Hashem, the teacher, what? Everyone has to listen to the Abish, even your father. No. I tell you that if your father tells you breach my Shabbos, then since you're all chayv, ani Hashem is the Eibishter, then don't listen to your father. That was the only reason why I listen to your father because I told you to. But I also don't keep Shabbos, so don't listen to your father when he goes against what my other instructions. So the question is, and not for that pasuk, I would have thought you should listen to your father. Lochayd is an asay, keep it over aim. And by it comes to an object, there's an asay and a loisisa. Talking about if not for that, have I ever thought? I said, should listen to my say, high loisus, if I say, chayda, then I say, called kibravim, but then I say, and a loisus about an object, says, hush, tush, if I'm like, so chulas alam. We need it. I would have thought that since Kivra Ve'im is compared to Kivra Shemokim, such a lofty mitzvah, from your fortune, and the same kind of lashon, Kabbalah Hashem, even though this is not Tanya, that's in Tanakh, but it's the same kind of lashon, so they're equal. I would have thought that this mitzvah outweighs all the other mitzvahs. You should listen to your father. Don't listen to him. Mitzvah, now we'll have a discussion about Tzar Bal Chaim. Mitzvah.
How would you even think that you may have to listen to your father that says break yourself?
Because who told you to listen to your father? The Eibishter. And the mitzvah of listening to your father, we would have thought, is equal to the same mitzvah as listening to the Eibishter. Two psukim. Because Kaved Hashem is Micha, and there's another pasuk, Kaved Hashem Micha. The expression is exactly the same. Kaved is Hashem. Kaved. So I would have thought that this mitzvah is more important, is equal to any other mitzvah. My father tells me to do something, I should listen. That's what I would have thought.
It's interesting also because the Kaved Hashem Micha is one of the first of the five of the Asas of Ibris, which the first five is Ben Odom Mokin.
Yeah.
So that's on an equal footing, so to speak, with Shabbos.
It's like the bridge between Mok and Chavei. The Chinuch says a beautiful thing. The Chinuch says, why did Abish give us a mitzvah of Kavos and Riches and Becha? And why is it on the right side of the Luchas? He said, the reason is because the only reason why Abish gave us a mitzvah of Kavos and Riches and Becha is to train us in the idea of covet to somebody who provides for you. And if you can learn to respect your parents, surely you respect Abish. Because then you think about it. Who really provides for you? The Eibishter at the end of the day. So the purpose of Kavod Avich Imecha is Kavod Hashem. It's an ancillary of it. Setting a right mitzvah to lift like Avol Lalita in mitzvah to dismantle but not to load. My Avol Lalita not to load. Ilema Avol Lalita klal. There's no mitzvah to load at all. Maishna prika. The Teres is clearly why when it comes to dismantling. You tell me you have to do because the Teres says to receive. Also Tazimoy. Tzinanamik siv hakasagi mitzvah. The Teres is to load. When it comes to prika, to dismantling, you have no right to charge for it. When it comes to loading, you have a right to charge. Rav Shira says, even to load is for nothing. We learned the prika bechinam tina b'schar. We learned prika is you're not allowed to charge for it, but tina loading you get paid. Rav Shira says, "Zub zub bechinam." Rav Shira says, "No, you're not allowed to charge for either one." Ma'itan ma'ir the rabbanon. What's the rabbanon? He's like that's kerapshin like Rav Shimon. Now what? That you have to also help load up for free. The lifter achmana tiin the leber prikal. Let's only tell you to load up. And I would say, "Ma'namino ma'tina ma'ach to load up. You're not allowed to charge, and it's a mitzvah." The elez but tzar bal chayim. The animal's not in pain. And velekach sodan keys. There's no law because the animal's not hurting or anything else. They're lying there chayiv. You have to help out another Jew. prika di izbot sabal chayim, when it comes to prika, dismantling the animal where there is pain to the animal, and b'chasoni kis, and while the animal is carrying a load that it's hurting, the animal itself is getting weaker. So surely I have to help. Like kolish can have to help. So what do I need a pasuk? There's a difference. One, you can charge. Loading up, you can charge. And for dismantling, you cannot. Let me tell you, prika bechinim. Prika is umzist, is you're not allowed to charge. And te'ina bischat, chinim, you charge. But Rabbi Shimon, in my time, was the reason Shimon was saying it. Rabbi Shimon says, no, but hakim tokim or azot taza, we don't know what they mean. Because they can both mean either loading or dismantling. And therefore, or removing. And therefore, you wouldn't, if it only been one passing of Torah, I would automatically assume we're talking about the removing, not loading up. That's why I said it right above. It's pretty clear. The animal's lying underneath its load, which means it fell down and you have to dismantle. So from the context of the pasuk, you know exactly what they're talking about. That they're falling, they're falling the road. That lying in the road means the animal's lying in one place and the package is lying next to it in another place, and it's a question of loading up. It sounds like you have to load up in the street. Who said neiflim bederech can mean also inu v'tunai olayim? Maybe the donkey fell down with the load on it. Mashma. Amar says Rabbi, the divrish name nula. From both of them you can learn out that tzabal chayim. That I said the fact that we make a kavul chayim. Whether you follow Rabbi Shimon or Chachamim, they all agree you could have learned the kavul chayim. The question is only whether it's clear in the pasuk or not. Clear that why? Why is it kavul chayim? Because the prika is stricter than tina. Why is prika stricter? Because there's involved tzar bal chayim. So is he clear to me the idea that animals in pain and you have to help out is a mitzvah in the Torah? I feel like Shimon Lekama. Even Shimon said, even if Shimon said no reason why we cannot learn it because the pesukim are not clear. What's a kavul chayim? Dismantling it's tzar bal chayim. That's Shimon. We were dashing tzar bal chayim. Remember you said before there were 2 points. Maybe the other factor is the main one, which is chasaron kis. Dim l'mishum dikachasaron kis. Horkam, this is what he means. Matin l'chasaron kis chayim, pigi l'chasaron kis l'koshkei. Says the Gemara, Tiina ain't machsan keys. You're telling me Tiina machsan keys. Mila askin, are we talking about that? The hachi v'achi bottle mishukei. Let me ask you a question. Loading up, there is no. You tell me there's no machsan keys. Are we talking about a guy who has to go to the market? He's loading up his donkey to go to the market. And if he misses the market, he just lost. He had a big hefsid.
But you're helping to load up free charge. He's getting free.
Yeah, but that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to help another Jew. To have a panasa, so therefore maybe if the chasaron is only if chasaron kis, then why is loading up any less chasaron kis than taking off the animal? Taking off the animal is hurting, so the animal is getting weaker. But loading up, this guy, the owner, is going to hurt because he's going to miss the market day. Inami osi ganvi v'shakli, or maybe in the meantime while sitting on the ground, the god will come and steal it. So they call madika bade, everything's lying there. So that's the discussion. Because, what is it?
Because unloading the animal is such urgency.
Why is it such urgency? That's only that's struggle. Only if you believe in tzar bal chayim. But if you don't believe in tzar bal chayim,
if you believe in it, that's why I said tzar bal
chayim. Where? In fact, it's a big question. Where the Gemara has a whole discussion at tzar bal chayim is the Torah or not? Well, and where is the Torah says tzar bal chayim? That's not mentioned anywhere. Some Rishayim actually learned tzar bal chayim from this very halacha. Why taka did the Torah tell you to help? Unload an animal because tzar bal chayim. So this is the basis. But if we don't have this yet worked out, we have no basis. So we have to prove.
Shimon Lechayim wasn't worried about tzar bal chayim. He was more worried about the helping out another person.
You don't know that. Shimon is saying that the only reason is because he agreed with tzar bal chayim. But if the only one person in the Torah, we would automatically assume it's only referring to whichever person is taking off. But now we have two. We also helping out because there's no tzar bal chayim helping a guy stand up. Teda, I'll prove it to tzar bal chayim. The Raisa, the Ketani Sefer, says in the Sefer, Rabbi Yisrael Leibniz says, Imha ya olav yesam. Rabbi Yisrael says, if the animal is carrying a load that's too big for it, ain't zok, we have to help out. Shemar says, tachas masoi. Only its bundle, Shemar says, yochal ambay. That means everyone else argues with him. Why do they argue with him? Because they hold that even if the animal is carrying more than it should, you have to help. Why do you have to help? Because tzar bal chayim, the Raisa. Lab mikol sanakam, zok, you have to help my time, but why? Lab mishut tzar bal chayim, the Raisa. So we see that the Tanakhama holds that to help an animal out is urgent because tzar bal chayim. Says the Gemara, but Dilma, V'tachas masoi pligi. Who said they're arguing Tzav HaChaim? Maybe everyone agrees that Tzav HaChaim is not from the Torah. So why do they argue? Because they don't like this drosh of tachas masoi. It has to be a bundle that is suitable for it. Pligi. Rabbi Yisrael v'dashin tachas masoi. He dashes masoi. The kvetch is his masa, a masa which is appropriate. Masoi yochalamboi. And the Rabban hold loy dashin tachas masoi. Rabban don't hold. Teida, prove it to you. That Tzabal Chayin Lav that Isaac, 20 Reisha and Reisha, Holach the Yoshev Loy, the owner sat down on the side, doesn't want to help out, you don't have to help out. Now think about it for a second. I'm going to prove to you Tzabal Chayin not the Reisha. You're always going to go back and forth now. If Tzabal Chayin is the Reisha and the owner is a Shmendrik and doesn't want to help out, so the animal has to suffer? If Tzabal Chayin is the Reisha, regardless of the owner, there. Yeah, so what's the Mishnah that the owner does says, you guys do it, you don't have to help, then you don't have a mitzvah, why not? Doesn't that prove that Chaim is not the Raisa? Yosef Am Lahoy will lech mitzvah lifra. You have a mitzvah to this man. Potter, it says, Imoy with him. Now, the Isa, like that's the Raisa. Mali Isa Lemore Bahade. What's the Chilu Balbos helping you out? Mali Ki Lesa Lemore Bahade. What's the Chilu Balbos not helping you out? Say, Mora, that's not a Raya. Le'elon Tzal Chaim the Raisa. I can argue that Chaim the Raisa. But you learn wrong from the Mishnah. Me, Sovrit Potter means Potter Legamri. You think it means Potter completely? It's just like we said before by Tina. It means if he's too lazy to help out, of course you should remove it, but you have then the right to take him to the Torah and collect
a wage
and get exactly. You have to help out. This is what Torah says. The owner is helping out. Work for nothing. Less is not helping out. Get paid. Says Gemara, I'll prove it to you. Behemas oivik kechavim. I'll prove it to you that what that the Tzabal Chayin the Raisa the Raisa. It says a behema from a goy metapel ba behema Yisrael. It says even if the owner is a goy, you still need to dismantle it as if the owner was a yid. Doesn't that prove that Tzabal Chayim is the Raisa? I am the bishleim Tzabal Chayin the Raisa. We're helping the animal out. We don't care about the owner. We're having a chmanish on the animal. Shemalchim metapel ba behema Yisrael. That's why you have to help out like a behema Yisrael. Eli, I'm with Tzabal Chayin Ladraisa. If he was on the Raisa, am I with Tapu Vim Yisrael? Why do you have to help out? If it's only the Chanzah Chachamim, then you only do it for a Yid. No, maybe Tzabal Chayin is not in Mahatayda, but if the Goy will see that you help Yidin out, and you don't help Goyim out, what do you think that you create anti-Semitism? And we don't want to create anti-Semitism.
It would be hard to imagine that Tzabal Chayin is also in prayer anyway.
Sorry?
I wouldn't want an animal to suffer. We'll be happy.
No, why? Where does the Torah say? Where does it say? You imagine. You cannot make up Torah because you can't imagine. You have to find the pasuk in the Torah somewhere. The only pasuk we have is this. But if we're saying that it means that the Torah is not because of chesaron kis, like we said before, the reason why the Torah wants you to help out is the guy should incur a loss, or because Abbas Yisrael is not. But now we're worried about the animal. We're about the owner. So therefore, if the owner's a girl, you don't do nothing, and nothing to do with the animal. Maybe this mitzvah is born of Avos Yisrael. Nothing to do with the concern of the animal. There's a number of Sefer Chassidims about this. Beautiful. We don't have time to talk about it. About what the Tater's concern about animals. It talks about horses, horse racing. No. Talk about horse racing. No. They don't need to clear with that.
The famous one.
Yeah, you should read it. About whipping.
No, you make a horse.
Greyhound racing. No, greyhound racing.
For your entertainment.
Exactly. Basically, that's what he talks about. Hitting or whipping an animal for your entertainment. Sorry? It makes sense. It makes sense. Tony, it says, if there was wine, us is forbidden. Yeah. It says in the pasuk, if the animal, however, was loaded up with wine, which is be yayin esek by goy, ain't zakek lo, you don't have to help out. Forget, I'll prove it to you that it's not Matayda. Because if it's Matayda, it might not have come in if the animal's carrying wine, trefa wine, or whatever it is. It's Chachmonis on the animal. The animal knows what he has, b'chida, he knows what he has. But if you're going to start making the distinctions, oh, if it's carrying Yayin Esech, Chastam Yayin, you don't have to help out, and so on and so forth, it makes sense. All the kinds of Chachamim. So sometimes you have some, you don't have to. Yeah, I'm love that Isaac, Shemach, you have to help out. Yeah, I'm that Isaac, my Zokolo.
What's the difference? What the animal's
exactly. So more name. Hochikoma, really, I can say that Isaac. And but you're making a mistake. When we're the Raisa, you have to help unload, but also load. When it comes to wine, Stam Yainim, of course you have to help unload. Kutzabal Chaim, but to upload, not Yain Esech. And there's no Tzabal Chaim here. Either goy might get upset. No, but you tell him Yain Esech as a Jew. You're not allowed to touch Yain Esech. Well, Latina Yain also, you don't have to help out. So no raya. Toshma coming here. Behemoth is overcoming behemoth goy umasa yisro. But the Lord is a yid. Vechadalta, you can avoid helping out. If the owner is a goy, but the peckle is a yid, sounds like what's the main reason why you're helping out? Because of Avos Yisro or because of Tzad Balachayim? Sound like Avos Yisro. Well, look, we are making focuses on who owns the animal. What do you mean you can avoid? Who cares who the owner is? Who's the animal? But again, hasam b'ti'ina. It's about loading up. There's no tabal chaim loading up. So then it's more Avos Yisro. So if it's a yid, Avos Yisro. But if it's a guy, no Avos Yisro. Then look in the next case. Behemas Yisro faket. If the owner was a Jew, masay uchavim, and the peck was a guy. Ozev taze, you should help out. Now the yid b'ti'ina, if you're talking about loading up. If you're talking about loading up, am I other tazev? Why should you? Why do you have to help out? The peckles are going to peckle. What do you mean, Abba's Yisrael? Okay, the donkey belongs to a yid. But the main thing, what am I loading up? I'm loading up the peckle. But the peckle belongs to a guy. Why do I have to help out? So I think, well, I don't know. Because Sadi Yisrael, the owner, has never stuck. Even though the camel's his, it's not his peckle, he cannot move forward with that camel until the load is on top of the camel. So there's Abba's Yisrael involved in helping the yid out. Also, why don't you have to help out? So what if the owner of the animals are goy, but the peckle's a yid, and the yid is not stuck? Either way, there's a yid involved. The reisha talking about bechamor avigachavim, that the person, that the owner of the peckle is not standing there. It's the person who's leading the animal is a goy. And sefer bechamor Yisrael, and the sefer talking about maybe the owner's not there, but the person who's leading the animal is a yid, therefore he needs help. But you want my posket? How do you know that you decided that here the leader?
No.
Chamor is the guy who's leading the animal. The donkey driver. Yeah. Says Gemara. So what's going on there? You decide that when it says the animal is a goy, you're talking about the guy who led the animal was a yid. And if the animal is a yid, you say the guy who's leading is a goy. Who says what are these rules here? My posket. Stomach the mills in it, but the because Stam, a person follows his donkey. If the owner is a yid, generally you have a Yiddish driver, a rider, and a goy. Let me ask you a question. These words that the Braisa uses, you're telling me the whole Braisa is talking about loading up. Don't do with Tzabal Chayim, don't do with unloading. But the words the Braisa, if the Braisa was talking about uploading, we'd use the words Hakim Sakim. The words Azav Tazav are words that the Torah uses for dismantling. Why would the Braisa use the words when we're talking about uploading? The Chadalta v'ozotazah, but Pirkei D'Chsivi are written in the Torah when it comes to dismantling. Amalei, you're right. Obviously, these Braisas does not believe Tzabal Chaim, but doesn't bother us because this follows Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. Remember, Rabbi Yitzchak Lili says that if the animal is wearing a peckle, carrying a peckle that's too great for it, don't help out. Haman Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, don't mind Tzabal Chaim, love the Raisa. He holds a lot of the Raisa. Toshma coming here. Oyev lifreik v'sayt de litain. We learned. Oyev, you have a friend. Now, this is an amazing halacha. You have a friend who needs to dismantle. And you have an enemy that needs to load up. Your Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara will tell you, go ahead and help your friend out. Yetzer Tov will tell you because it's Tzabal Chaim. And Yetzer Hara will say, he's your friend. Why help out of your enemy? Yet, you know what halacha is? Mitzvah b'sayna. Help out your enemy. Kedei lochev is yitzrais. Yeah, exactly. This is the skafia. Suppress your natural inclinations and go ahead and help out your enemy. Oh, now if Tzabal Chaim is a raisa, who cares? Enemy, friend. You don't care about the balbos. You care about the animal. Shouldn't you dismantle the animal first? Tzabal Chaim. Everything you might know. I feel lochi kedei lochev is yitzrais odif. Even though Tzabal Chaim is a raisa, Tzrachmanos is an animal, but Tzrachmanos is on you. A person that has enemies, you got to break yourself. And the Rachmanis on you is greater than the Rachmanis on the animals. So it's an amazing halacha here. You got to break yourself. Got to break yourself. Yeah. Taser already asked a question. We know when we say soina, sometimes you lot of hate. You lot mutul. We had a gemara. You lot of hate somebody if you see somebody not behaving correctly. Blah blah blah. So he says, obviously we're not talking about that kind of soina over here. Talk about coming here. Soina isha amru soina yisrael. When we say you got to break yourself and help your enemy, we're talking about a yid. But lo yisayu chavim. If there's a goy already, asayna, you don't have to help him out. You go ahead and take care of your friend. If behind the ice, what's the chilek? Who asayna kro, asayna mas listen koi. We're talking about here, not in the pasuk which says yisayna. We're talking about where your friend is the one that has tabal chaim. You got to remove your sayna is the one that you have to upload. So then there's no tabal chaim when it comes to the sayna of the guy. So then it's a different, yeah. Think about right.
He's not mamish an enemy. He's a guy who's sayna the lita.
No. He's the enemy. You don't. No, the sayna is for lita. And there's the eye of your friend is the one who's in his prika. Your sayna is the one that you need to load up. So then we say, if it's a goy, no, if tabachayim did aisa, then even if tabachayim did aisa, it would be reverse. That if your sayna is the one that you have to dismantle. And your friend is to do lita. There's no question you got to dismantle because you have two reasons for the sayna and tabal chayim. Here we're talking about the sayna is lita and the friend is oyev is the thing. And if it's a yid, you got to do tina. That's the chiddush of the Taita, that even though it's tabal chayim, but your tzal rachman is on you. Just a little bit further. Tashma coming here, just look at Hemshech. Reveit, it says in the pasuk, if you saw an animal reveis tachemasai lying under its peckle, right, you have to help it out. V'lei rafts, not the animal continuously every 10 feet lies down. It's a lazy animal. Then you don't have to bother helping out. Reveit, if the animal just fell down on the ground, v'lei oimet tachemasai, but the animal is upstanding under its peckle, you don't have to help out to dismantle it. And not if it's lying there under the peckle and you have to help load it up, even though it's a talk and talk, we'll soon see. Masoi shiyocha lamaboy, a peckle that could hold. You don't have to pick up an animal with a peckle that it could carry. Now, let's go on the first part. If mali reveit mali raftson, what's the killing? The animal lie down once, or the animal every 10 feet lies down again. If the animal's fart inside, you have to help out. The bali I made was a chilek if it's still standing, but it's in pain. Obviously, this surprise is unbelievable. Tzabal chayim, this is right. Hamani Rabbi Yisai Glulihi, the Amar Tzabal chayim the Rabbanon. Yisai Glulihi holds Tzabal chayim the Rabbanon. How do we know? Because he said in the Mishnah that if the animal is wearing a peckle that's too great for it, you don't have to help out. And Hachi Nami Mistara proved to you. The Tony Tachas Masoi, it says on the pasuk under its peckle Masoi Shiyoch Lamed Boy. In this brice it says here only if it's it's carrying what it normally can carry. If you put on it on a much an excessive weight, you don't have to help out. Who says that? Man Shamli the Isla High Svara. Who holds the Svara that the animal is carrying too much? You don't have to bother. If the bus is at fault, don't help. Rabbi Yisai Glulihi Shmam Nezaraya, and he doesn't believe in that. For what I mean, Matzmuk Rabbi Glulihi. How can Rabbi Glulihi? What can he say? For it says in the Sefer Tachas Masoi that under its peckle the loim mefudik and not if it's dismantled. My loim mefudik. What do you mean dismantled? Elaim loim mefudik klaus. Not this. Not the what? That it has to be loaded up. Hakseiv hakim sakim. What? There's no mitzvah. There's an animal lying on the ground. There's a peckle next to it. What do you mean? You don't have to help out. It's chafesh apasik. Hakim sakim. It means that you don't have to do for nothing. When it comes to loading up, you don't have to do for nothing, you get paid. Man shamed lay the Eastleigh High Swara. Who holds this swara that you have to help out to load up, but you can allow to charge for it? Rabbanan. So how can you tell me to be a Sagluli? Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't believe Tzabal Chaim. When it comes to loading up, he does agree with the Rabbanon. He had a lot of charge for it.
So like he doesn't believe Tzabal Chaim.
Should we go to the Mishnah or he stop here? No, go to Mishnah.
He doesn't believe that it's Deraisa.
No, he doesn't believe that Tzabal Chaim is Deraisa because it says Tachas Masai.
The Rabbanon,
he does hold. Yeah, the Rabbanon. So therefore, there are rules.
Torah
Mami learned. Said the positive, kisee there, if you see means you're not standing right there, you see from a distance. If you see from a distance, your friend's chamor, you have to help out. Yochel afilu merochei, would have thought, even if it's miles and miles away, you got to go all the way there. Tamalayim, kisivka, if you met. Kisivka, if you met, yochel pegiya mamish. It says in the positive, kisivka, you have to bump into it. If you're 10 feet away, you don't have to help out. Tamalayim, kisee, do you see? The Ezu Riyashit begiya. So it's a seeing from a distance, but it's almost as if you've encountered each other. Shirachamim, now this is pretty far. Echad Mesheva Umachsen Mil, it's 7.5 mil, Vizehu Ris. Whenever you find the expression in Shas, the word Ris, it's 7.5 kilometers. Yeah, that's pretty far.
That's how far you have to go to help.
Yeah, so how do you see so far?
In a country road in the very far distance on the
Yeah, how do you, can you see 7 kilometers away?
You're struggling to see details 7 kilometers away. To see
even 1 kilometer away. What about 7 kilometers away? 1 kilometer away. I don't know. What does it say there?
Very clear air in Bovel.
They had great eyesight. You know, we have 20/20 vision, they might have 10/10 vision. Sorry? Yeah. Tana, we learned, after you help the animal out, you got to walk with them at Parsa. You got to walk with them another 4 meals to make sure that everything is all right. The animals will fall apart again. Here you have a right to get paid for. This area you have a right to get paid for.
I traveled 7 kilometers to help you out, and then I slept another 4K with you to make sure everything's all right.
Okay. Case it brings an opinion that this is only 1 meal.
Here goes my day. I'm not going to get anything else done today if I think.